So we were talking before about what are the definitions, or what does it mean to be, who would be an individual that would solicit or elicit bitachon from a person. The seven different things that they have to have. So now, as we move into the next perek, so the Ben Avichai talks about what are a number of, he does a lot of lists in the book. So one of the lists that he does is that five different things. Chamesh hakdamosein. Shima adam mevino sanaburyon. If a person recognizes and believes these things fully, umamim behem be'emes, and believes them, as bitchono belokim hu shalem. That means that they have a full sense of shlemus, a full bitachon Hashem. So he's going to give us a list. What does it mean to be about, you want to be about bitachon? What are the things you're supposed to believe? So he begins by saying the first thing you have to believe is that Hashem has the qualities, those seven qualities we mentioned last time. And he goes through, at Kedarko, he goes through all seven of them again. So I'm not going to go through all seven of them again in detail, but he does go through them in a little more detail and explain what does it mean to actually believe these things. So we'll do just two of them tonight. But he says the following, HaKadama Rishona Hi, Shiamina Adam Hiye Baralor Shanim Sa'im Eitza Elokim Shivas HaTanayim. You have to believe in these seven things we mentioned. Fine. So what are those seven things? The first one is, Shabor Yisparach Merachem Ala Adam Yosem Yikom Merachem. That Hashem is the one who gives the most Rachmanis. Hashem is the most merciful that there is in the world. V'lo Od. Ela Shakol Rachmanis Vechem La Sheyesh LeMishu Ala Adam. Any Rachmanis, mercy that a person shows to another person, it comes because Hashem wanted you to get it. Right? If someone does something nice for you, someone cares about you, so what does that mean? It means Hashem cares about you. We appropriately give a karas tov to a person when they do something kind to us. But what the Ben Chaim is saying is that what a person has to recognize is that when any good that comes our way, it comes because the Ribono Shel Olam wants that good to come to us. So if someone does something kind, we should thank that person, and we should thank the Ribono Shel Olam, because it comes from both at the same time. Hatznai Hasheni was the second one. Shalonela me'abar yisparach eza devar mehem lato el sa'adam. Hashem is not lacking in understanding what is it that I need, right? One of the things we said is that everything that Hashem does for us is for our benefit. So like, it's only possible to believe such a thing if you believe that Hashem is the only one who really knows what it is that we need. And how does he know? V'higayon mechayev shedavar kach. And logic tells you it has to be that way. Why would Hashem be the only one who understands what it is that a human being needs? Sharia Adam hu achad hadvarim shabor yisparach asa. Because Hashem made us. There's no one who knows better, right? Who's going to be the best at fixing a Honda motor vehicle? The guy who created it, right? Hashem. Yeah, but right, the guy, like the, whoever the, right, the creators are of that car, the person who created this, you know, the phone knows how to fix the phone the best of any person. The guy who built the app knows how to fix that app, right? Whatever it is, whoever built the item, whoever is the creator of it, is the one who understands best, hopefully, how to make use of it and how to fix it if it's not working and what it needs and all the details that are necessary to make it work the best that it possibly can work. So he says, it's not difficult to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one, the only one who knows the best of anyone in the world, exactly what I need. Why? Because he created me. He's the one who made me. So of course, he's the one who knows the best. And he's going to say, he knows, eich letakein, ve'eich lekalkel sadavar. He knows how to fix it. He knows how to make it worse. Ve'ez dvarim pogim bo lora. He knows which things are negative and impact us in a negative way. Umahem gorme machalaso, refuaso. What are the things that are going to make us sick? What are the things that are going to make us better? Right? And if that's true by a human being who created some device or some item, alachas kam v'kam is going to be true about the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore, he says, so the second thing to believe, the second part of this, these seven things that we believe about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to believe this. Not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives us any positive thing that we have, any mercy is shown upon us, comes not just from the person who gives it to us, but also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that, if I'm going to believe Shalom, that everything that happens to me, right, it comes from Hashem, it's to my benefit. So why must that be? It must be because the Ribono Shel Olam himself is the only one who knows what exactly is my benefit. Why? Because at the end of the day, he was the one who created me.